G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests, it also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast and it should be in your rotation. Illy XX.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
Welcome to General Football with Jeff Kennett on this Monday afternoon. It's 3 AW coming in live from Melbourne. It's actually 3 degrees, and I'm Jeff Kennett. Well, the Hawthorn Football
Club. Give me one sec, guys. My thing. Are we started?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, sorry. Let's get into it. How are you, Danny Boy?
Good to be here.
Good to have you back, mate. I know you had a serious surgery last week.
See, thank you. You can. Oh, okay. We can't hold it. Powered me. Thank you.
How's your arm?
So actually, yeah.
You
heard it?
See that?
Oh, I'm a bit sore.
That's what you
got
do, man.
Teeth out last
That's
week.
What you do, man, when you fucking power someone over. That's give them the one over.
I got a tooth infection.
Talk us through the tooth infection.
At the extraction site.
I have had a root canal before.
Sorry, we don't start your stories, are we? When was that? Oh, we'll start with you. Was that like recently or?
That was a while ago. It was a long time ago, actually. I had a root canal though.
I had four.
It was really painful.
I had four wisdom
teeth. It was really painful.
I can imagine. I had four wisdom teeth removed. I just, you know, again, and I've taken inspiration from David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me.
Yeah.
I had a bit of time to kill last week. And when you have reconstructive jaw surgery, like our friend Christian Jacks has had.
Yep. That was chin surgery. Chin surgery. Yeah.
I've had reconstructive surgery on the teeth, so it's just great, you know. Did I have wisdom tooth surgery or the wisdom tooth have growing surgery? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what's actually quite funny? So I got my wisdom teeth out once. But and I know this is like 760. No, I know it's quite funny. And we'll get into the football quickly. But I was at the dentist and I was getting my wisdom teeth out. The dentist was there and he goes, mate, funny thing is, I'm trying to get your wisdom teeth out. He goes, I'm pulling on it. He goes, you're too fucking strong. He goes, I can't get your teeth out. I'm going to have to get a winch.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
So he went to Clarko. This is when I was like 18.
Yeah.
Went to Clarko, got this winch.
Yeah.
And then these recruiters came in.
No
and they
way,
said,
at the same
they
time?
They said, that's not your wisdom teeth. That's your heart muscles.
Whoa. You're growing in your jaw.
You have too big of a heart. You're too courageous.
Yeah.
And they said, we want to sign you for 10 years.
Over wisdom teeth surgery. Not even seeing you touch a footy.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. Because they
apparently
knew that I had the heart the size of a fucking ape.
Fucking wildebeest.
Yeah.
My wisdom teeth, it's funny.
Did that happen to
actually.
You?
No, well, a little bit. They were saying that when he pulled him out, he was just like, I've never seen teeth so wise. Like,
wise?
Well, they were coming out and telling him like stories back in the day about Julius Caesar and how the Roman empires were built and the pyramids. And he was like, are you guys pretty smart, aren't you? So the wisdom teeth, I said, hey, can I have those wisdom teeth? He goes, nah, they're doing Letterman. They're over in the States doing Letterman. That's how wise they are. So they're doing their own show, my wisdom teeth.
What is going on? What is going on right now?
In all seriousness, I do have a severe infection in the back right.
I'm not
extraction
joking.
Site.
Yeah.
And this Bongella is doing fuck all. I tell you that much.
I sympathize with you, my friend, because I'm not joking. I did actually have a wisdom tooth infection once and it bloody hurt. I went up to the doctor and I said, I can't train today, sir. I have a toothache. And he said, it's not 2:30.
Tell you what.
This is why TikTok hates me.
Fuck, I had an endo as well, boys.
This is why TikTok
sweating
hates
up
me.
Bullets out here. I'm not well.
Let's get into it.
I had something to say about something.
I went to the game.
Oh,
went to two games on the weekend.
So Will's right here.
He's just sitting in the middle.
Will's there, just in the middle of us, just on his phone, just having a little gander.
Yeah. How are you, buddy?
How are you, mate? You good? Good, that's good. Are you just... Are you sitting there for a reason or like what's the cool?
Okay.
Cool, okay, cool. That's fun.
It's interesting.
It's different. Like we've never had someone supervise. Have you been told to do this or are you just going one out? Okay.
Love it. Okay. Love it. That's the security we have here at 760. Because I'm going to make some fucking big bockers, bow and arrows today.
Hey,
man.
You, I got a lot of things to talk about first.
Yeah.
First, you.
Thank you, man.
You got me in trouble with the doggies. I told you I didn't stand by that stain.
We will talk about this.
Don't do that again. Stop.
Wow.
Oh my God. Please stop. I I do not agree with that, Doggies fans. I like you. Now, was Tim English taking the kick out with 30 seconds to go in the game on the line the right thing to do? Absolutely not.
Nah, I'm off the Doggies. They took what I said, which is obviously a joke.
You meant it.
And they put it over. That really that ruined audio. My Sunday.
It did.
Like, that ruined my Sunday.
Did people come for you then?
No, no one cared.
No, that's
so
good.
That just shows like we've got a stronger community than them anyway.
Fair enough.
No, I do love the Doggies. I do love the Doggies. Moving on, Danny boy.
Hey.
I've had a big weekend of footy, man.
I saw you doing special comments.
I went to the game on Saturday night to Carlton game, Carlton Melbourne. I asked you if you wanted to come.
And I told you that I've had four teeth
removed. Fake fan alert.
I've had four.
Post on Instagram about his love for the club, but does he rock up and pay a membership and go and support the team?
You don't either.
Does he do it? I did. I went. I said, Gripper! I was up there watching the boys.
Dilly to Cashy.
No, I did not. I went to the footy. I took my friends. We went up there. Me and Sammy went. We were buying some beers together. We were drinking some beers. We watched the Matildas at the footy.
Oh, yes. We love the Matildas.
We'll get into that shortly. But we watched the Matildas, which was unbelievable. I went down to the rooms. I said to the boys, fucking don't do it for me. Do it for everyone else out there. They said, no. You're here. Great game by the boys, which I am fully on them.
You're such a f***wit, eh? You are such a bandwagon fan.
This is
fan.
A thing. It's funny because you
why
joke
do you come
about
in
it.
Now?
You joke about it.
Go back to your little piss you hole. Do your
little, you do your little Dan does
your little
thing and I'm like,
gremlin.
You know, I clap and go, good on you, buddy. Keep going. But I'm the real, me and my dad slice each other's arteries and bleed navy blue together. Hey,
probably no a bit one, much with that.
No one gives a shit about you being at the footy. No one cares that you're this fair weather supporter that's come out of
I'm
his,
not
little,
a fair weather supporter,
his
man.
Little piss ant hole.
I've worn the jumper.
Come to the footy now. You
I'm
go
back.
For the Giants.
Anyway, so it's good that I'm getting the tickets for the grand final. Spoke to Shano, spoke to everyone down there, spoke to Adam Sapar. We're going there for the Giants game. Teed that up.
You did.
Should be good. So, yeah, back
Bend
on
down.
The Blues, which is really, really good.
That's it.
How many functions are you doing to get a grand final ticket?
Plenty of functions.
Oh, so you did do a function.
I did do functions.
Ah, okay.
It was just for the love of the club.
Yeah.
And I went there and did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, put some smiles on faces, which is good.
Is that what you did?
It's so embarrassing when you do those functions, though, because, like, you get up there and they're just like, half the people sort of know, like the younger generation know who we are. But then the other ones haven't heard of me since from 7 years ago, since I was there. And they're like, we got Dylan Buckley here, played 39 games. And you're just like,
care.
What? They don't fucking care while I'm here. So that was embarrassing.
That's so but weird. We're having different kind of experiences.
No, I was actually telling you, I was joking.
Because when I go there, the crowd just erupts, man. Like, I'm just like, anyone got some headphones? The crowd's going bunter out here. I'm like, I can't speak. And it takes 15 minutes to calm the crowd down.
All right, let's get
and
on
the
AFL
760. Sapari's going, mate, your time's up. Here's the cash. I'm out of there.
The game's half time, Dan. We've got to watch the footy.
You mean to tell me the people in this function room cheered for a half of football and I didn't say one word? Okay, that was weird. That was a blur. Where's the beer at? That's what I normally say
That's
at
very
mine.
Very funny. Very good. We've got a message here from, hey, I'm Josh Lowell. I think Dilly's Digits should be its own separate show.
It could be its fucking own world.
The other day at work, my manager, who's French, asked me what number I wear on my jumper.
Never trust a French
then
man.
Then she asked if there's any meaning to certain numbers of footy clubs. Wanted to recommend she listens to Dilly's Digits segment of the show, but I didn't want her to have to sit through all the other bullshit to get to the real gold segment. Thank you, Josh. If it was on its own standalone show, I could just link her to that. Thanks, IllyXX. What do you guys think of that? Let us know.
I think
about something.
What would you think of that?
I don't trust the French.
Okay, well, we beat them.
You know what the smallest book in the world is? The French Book of War Heroes.
Wow. I don't even think you know what that means. That's just not good.
You started again.
I don't think... That's probably offensive
no,
to someone.
No, mate, fuck him.
Oh,
honestly.
Wow. I love how Dan does this every week, but you say one bad thing about the Bont and it's all over Instagram.
Yeah.
No, I know. Like, one thing. Like, he's overrated. Like,
French
he's
toast
the
is
truth.
Good. French toast is good.
No, please, Bont. He's going to hate me now, like Darcy Parrish. Like, I was
joking.
Stand
by
I was
what
obviously.
You said.
I am, but I'm joking, obviously. I'll do it for the drama.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. So he reckons Dilly's Digits. Is Dilly's Digits job. Coming back this week? Or
yeah,
not?
Yeah. Sure.
No, thank you.
I'm going to get those things, Sam. Did you send me the. Can you please send me who we're doing? Quite popular, that segment. Anyway, moving on. Monday headline. Allegoriadana.
Matildas
conquer the French.
Yeah.
That
hey, French.
Was...
Hey, French. Hey, France.
No, no, no.
Let's hey, not. France.
No, no.
Get your baguettes. Oh. Get your croissants. Get your little puff chocolate-filled pastries that are delicious.
That's pretty
interesting. Pick them all up and piss off back home. Okay. Piss off back on French air back home. Piss off and don't come back.
Not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
And England.
No, we haven't.
Hey, England, everyone who's English, piss off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm English, actually. My dad's English.
Oh, and your uncle?
My uncle is dead to me.
but he's in England. He's in England, isn't he?
He stole grandma's inheritance.
But isn't he in England?
He did. He's in England.
Do you reckon he's...
He's laughing. He's probably on his couch right now with all the money, just bathing in it naked.
Do you reckon he's been sort of like...
of a man.
On all seriousness, the Matilda's game.
Man.
Unbelievable.
I'm trying to be serious now.
No, I know.
Everyone thinks I'm going to take the piss.
No, no,
I'm
it was fucking serious. Awesome. Yeah.
How good is it? That moved me.
It moved me.
Not much moves me. I mean, I
didn't want to joke about this either, but the excitement and the storyline of the penalty kick, it's nearly going to make my priority pick. Go back and watch it.
Well, okay.
Chuck it on fucking Netflix.
That's such an easy way out of your segment.
I've got one. I've got one for priority pick. But I'm saying that was a story. You couldn't, if you wrote that on a story, you'd be like, this is fake.
Everyone was watching it.
Yeah.
Everyone in Australia was watching it. It's the biggest, I reckon it's the biggest Australian sporting event ever.
Well, it was.
It still is. Still going. Wednesday's huge.
Oh, Wednesday's going to be great.
Wednesday's, man. Oh, you're going to go watch
it. Where are you going
to go? I'm going to go to the London.
I might come with you.
London, London town. Oh, that's fitting. London v England.
I've been to London too.
Melbourne, we'll workshop that. Okay. London.
But I don't want to harp over this. Mackenzie Arnold.
Yeah.
The brick wall.
What a machine. Brick wall.
You'd be a goalie if you played soccer, I reckon.
I remember one day, I was actually quite a good soccer player back in the day. I was 10 and then converted to the AFL when I was 11. Actually quite a late starter, so it's impressive that I went and picked 10 in the space of 7 years, I guess. Yeah. That's a different story. But one day in Teacher Gully, we didn't have enough. Very poor area. We didn't have enough, like, equipment, I guess, and I was kind of the tool guy for the team. And we had three corner posts, and they were like, "Well, if the ball goes out that way, we kind of need another post." So the coach made me go stand as a corner post for 90 minutes. And I said, "Coach,
I'll do whatever it takes.
The French and piss off.
I'll do whatever it takes."
I was like, "Shoot me stand as a corner post for 90 minutes." Like, yeah, the team needs that. No role, play role.
do whatever it takes.
That's what I did.
Logan McLeod, no more Western Derby matches as West Coast removed from the comp.
Man, West Coast, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing? Are we even trying anymore? You're ruining the league for everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not fun to watch.
What happened
anymore?
To the whole thing with the guy getting injured before the game? Didn't they go in with like one less player?
He took too much asthma.
He OD'd on.
He took too much asthma puffers.
He took too much asthma puffers. Fuck, that's actually. Wow. What happened? How does that work?
I think, yeah, I heard about that. You have a limit on your puffer, and if you do any more than that, it's like at risk of.
Shit.
Wow.
Is that what happened?
That's why
that
they wouldn't let
sense.
Me take puffers to the club, because they're like, you're already fit and strong.
It's actually funny. When I went one day and the doctor's like, well.
This is a real story?
Yeah, no. He's like, I'll give you an asthma puffer.
Yeah.
And like, I did it. And they're like, checked my lungs. They're like, you have the lungs the size of Farlap.
Wow.
And they basically said, my lungs.
Yeah.
It was the asthma puffer just went out in one puff.
Like a vape.
It just took it all in. I smoked the whole thing.
Really?
And that's why I don't do vapes, because I just steal everyone's vape in one.
You are a vape stealer at parties when you're just in the... Who's got a vape? I fucking need a hit. Who's got light cheek? Right.
There's a lot to get through.
Hey, I just want to say, just on your investigation, I was actually investigated once by, I guess, the league in the NEFL.
So
this one year,
so
actually, this is a true story. This one year in the NEFL, my first year of the Suns, the NEFL, I had three games in a row. I was averaging like 14 touches consistently.
Mm.
And the NEFL was like, there's something going with this guy. Like, maybe he's having too much puffer, but he's obviously, a lot above the rest of the players here.
Don't tell me
you
got tested for
what they came up with in the investigation was maybe this guy's got magnets in his hands. Maybe he placed magnets under his skin in his hands and a magnet in the ball, because every time he goes
near. He had 14 touches, though.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, how's he doing this? Every time he goes near the ball,
He had 14.
Anyway, long story short, I didn't have magnets in my hand. Yeah. I was just a good player back in the day.
You know how they got performance enhancing? You were under performance enhancing drugs.
You got to start doping. Yeah, true. First place. Jack Francis, Marchbank Fingernail Award of Best on Ground.
Funny.
You know what? On that, to the fans, and this would be the same if Carlton,
I was there.
This would be the same if the result went the other way. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Umpires
don't change their mind.
The umpires literally are fucking 30 centimetres away from Marchbank. You're on your couch tweeting, touched, robbed again. Demons robbed, umpires robbed. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, do you know what's going to be crazy? I reckon in 5 years we'll look back at that, the goal thing.
The arc.
And go, what the fuck was that?
I think it's pretty good.
Like, what is that, man? Like, it's actually worse than like just using the broadcast view.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Like, it's like analog.
Anyway, I just love when something takes ages to get a decision on.
Honorable mentions as well. Fletcher Cliffy said, Gorringe announced as 2023 grand final MC.
That would be big.
Is that true?
That isn't true, but I kind of want it to be. I mean, that would be, I would really tear the house down. They should let me perform.
Do they do the club MC on grand final day?
Hey, on that.
What happened?
There was a big controversy, and there was actually a roar of what the fuck is going on with this. Because when Saints and Carlton played, the MC is the same. And fans were going, how dare the club have the same presenter between, like, do you take us for a fool?
Yeah.
Bring Gorringe back. And I said, you know what?
For which team, the Saints or Carlton?
No, Carlton.
Okay. But no, but like, where did they want Gorringe to go to?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. But they want me to go back to Carlton because you can't have the same presenter over and again.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I'd bring the house down if I was a presenter.
Yeah. No, I agree. I
reckon if I was a presenter still, at like after the game against Melbourne. You just hear after the game, fuck, all around the MCG. Just as like, I scream around the MCG giving high fives if I've done something.
My goodness. Moving on.
I've got an issue about peeing at the moment as
We're in the AFL 7. But has anyone else talked anything about footy yet?
I don't know if it's the drugs that I'm on because of my teeth, is anyone going on tour at the moment and just spraying in different directions?
I mean,
or
I
is
did
that, just
that
me?
Like, not long ago.
How embarrassing is it?
Do you know what the worst thing is? I put this in the group and no one replied. Mm. I don't like talking about disgusting things.
Come on, man,
like
hit
this.
Me. I love it.
But do you ever, when you go to a public toilet and you go to sit on it, you accidentally let your
your phalange.
Phalange. Mm, hit the toilet
bowl.
Seat.
Oh, you're just like, and you go, hey, here we go. I've got a herpy.
That's dirty.
That's a herpy.
Not sure what was on
that
seat.
Yeah, that's gross.
Where was that? You never done that?
No. Nah.
Not big enough?
No. Okay. I usually do. I just go to sit down, look at the toilet, I go, that's a bit dirty. And I just get it out, my phalange, and I start wiping it around the seat. And I go, how many diseases can I get?
That's a bit.
My end on is really starting to kick in.
Monday headline, we did that. Round review, North Melbourne versus Bombers. Ben Cunnington has retired.
He has retired.
Yep, he finished with 24 touches, 10 clearances, 2 goals. Give him another 5 years, North.
Absolute warrior, Ben.
I reckon North should sign him for another 5. Why not?
He was very good back in the day. Maybe his stiff arm, but he had a 4-game period where his stiff arm was unreal.
Mm. He tried to do it to me.
Oh, what happened?
Fucking.
I remember he tried to do it to me. Broke his arm in 3 places.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Just said he came at me. I was like, snap, snap, snap. I was like, get up.
Essendon have beaten 2 bottom sides by a combined 10 points. Not great.
This is definitely reviewed by Sam. Took it pretty personally, did you? Oh, yeah. Didn't like it.
Love
it, Joe. Oh, actually, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Essence. Okay.
We don't offend
a lot of people.
About Essendon like that, mate.
I've learned from my mistakes.
Will Essendon make the top 8? Need to beat GWS and Collingwood to do so.
They won't. No. If that's in Sydney, they won't. And Collingwood.
You know what happened the last time I played against Essendon for the Giants?
Okay, let's make it about you.
Kick 2.
Cool.
2 goals.
Cool.
Got dropped for being in Jeremy Cameron's way. Remember?
Yeah, you like that, Will?
Yeah. Thanks. Also accidentally reverse headbutted Matt Guelphy. Accidentally. And got
Guelph. The Guelph star. The Guelphy.
Collingwood Geelong. Darcy Moore injury.
Man,
out.
Tell you what. Geelong fell off. They're mid. They are so mid. They are so... Geelong are so overrated, man.
Wow, man.
Overrated as... I know you've got your oysters and your jail and
they got
that's
oysters
great,
there,
but if you don't have Jeremy Cameron, you'd be screwed. They are so overrated. They are slow. No Tom Hawkins. Maybe another year left in him. Good player.
Bring guys in. They'll get guys back.
Super slow. Super slow. And in fact, if we're Carl and I'm seeing them, maybe they make 8th, we make 5th. Bring it on.
Mm.
That's like another buy.
Wow.
They should all retire.
Wow.
If every player over 32 should retire at Geelong, give someone a turn.
Wow. They're your words, not mine.
Fuck them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Well, hopefully you get tweeted about this week.
I'm just, no.
No, no, it's fine. Jack Ginnivan finally gets called up from the VFL. Collingwood win 9-0 when he plays.
I didn't mean fuck him.
Jack Ginnivan or Jack Win again?
That's very good. I do like Jack.
You do. But you said something. Like no, but he was upset with you because you said something about him on the show.
Because,
Blind ranking.
Jack, I'm not going to say anything. All right, Jack. I think you should start. I think you should start. Him and Bobby Hill would be deadly up there.
Mate, how fucking good was Bobby Hill?
He's electric, man.
Man, that was like some
of the
best.
Reminds me of me.
No, he doesn't. That was unbelievable.
Very similar players.
That was genuinely unbelievable, his game.
He takes the game on a lot.
Yeah, he was really good. Really, really good. So
how's my check kicking goals? Is he like the most effective forward that does not get any praise?
Yeah.
He'd be up there.
No praise.
Wayne and myself have had some
Wayne?
Issues. Wayne and myself had the issues, but he did say something very funny. Did you hear him talk about my check? And they're
please
like,
tell me.
They go, he goes, apparently, I don't know where this was. He said something like, someone goes, Wayne, how do you think you'd go in the modern game? And he goes, Mychek kicks a couple goals, doesn't he? And they go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'd go all right, mate.
Oh,
that's so good. No, he would absolutely
Wayne-o,
dominate.
That is just, Wayne-o's tell him the truth again. Because that's all he does and it's all he knows. Collingwood back to flag favourites. I don't know. No, they're not the flag favourites. My flag favourite is Cullen's in form, so you have to say it's very hard to keep winning though if this far out, like 8 in a row now.
Well,
you have to win another 6,
Port Adelaide
5.
And Collingwood have peaking a little bit early, but it's not bad to have a loss at this time to just reinvigorate, you know, look at yourself and just have a bit of a loss, check where you're at. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I think the grand final winner will be a team not inside the top 4. I think those teams are cooked.
So and you're saying they dipped at the right time?
I'm saying they're dipping at the right time, yeah. I'm saying like it's not ideal with Moore and Dacos out, but you don't want to be dominating the whole year. You get ran out and get tired. Like Port Adelaide do this every year. Mm. I feel like they dominate for the first like half of the season and they get too tired at this.
Mm. So do Essendon and St Kilda.
That's
true.
Good.
Every year.
St Kilda, they're another team. I don't know about St Kilda.
I did special comments of that game on the weekend.
Well, we'll do Brisbane Adelaide first. Right. Brisbane Adelaide. Tell you what, Brisbane.
I did not watch this.
Speaking of, we didn't speak about Collie Wobbles, but Brisbane, I tell you what, they don't look anything like safe as houses. They're nowhere at the moment, Brizzy.
How is the guy that used to play at Essendon?
Darcy Fort.
No. The guy that used to play at Essendon and now he went back to Ireland. Now he's come back.
Oh, Connor McKenna.
Yeah, Connor McGregor. How's he gone?
I think he's in the team. Everybody.
Yeah, he's gone great. Like he's a good
McGregor?
Player. No, Connor McKenna.
I've been thinking Connor McGregor's been playing this whole time.
Good player. Dude, nothing to say. They're just good players.
No, Brisbane, they 10-0 at the Gabba. Undefeated. Wow. There you are. But
played a few games at the Gabba through the Neville. A lot of games there. I played really well there.
It bounces really high in the middle.
Kicked 3-3.
Yeah.
I think we put up a highlight, didn't we?
We did. I kicked 3 goals, 3, and we drew the game there.
Mm.
And Brisbane won the premiership that year by like 100 points, and we were sort of a team that was struggling. We went up with only a few of us, and I
did pretty well.
Us. Yeah, 3-3.
Right. I remember the ball used to bounce really high in the middle, and the coach would say, don't jump too early, because if you jump too early, you're going to get under it. Sure enough, old Gozer would jump too early for 4 quarters and say, what are we doing that for? Mate, I'm petrified. Matt Lewenberger's coming at me.
Yeah,
right,
do you
mate?
Know what happened, funnily enough, when I was playing there with that jump too early? Because I used to do a bit of ruck work. And they go, don't jump too early. Mm. And I'm like, well, I'm a big jumper.
Yeah.
I got a massive hop. And I was like, I won't jump too early. Jumped late.
Yeah.
Jumped over the footy.
Bullshit.
Mm.
You know, actually, just back to my story then, the whole jumping thing, because I was in two minds about jumping. In my first game.
No, you ran under it.
No. In my first game, I don't know if you guys remember, I took mark of the year on Brian Lake, ruined his career.
Was that in a real game?
That was in a real game.
He
that
actually went on
under
to
the roof.
Win about three from
he,
flags.
Yeah, he came second in
He went on to win
Survivor.
Three flags.
He came second in Survivor. I think.
So he went on to win 3 flags.
Yeah, he's done well. I ruined his career, but after that.
Dan, I wouldn't say you ruined his career because he won 3 flags and Norm Smith.
Yeah, but he thinks about me still.
I don't think he does.
So after I ruined his career and he went on to, he got carried to 3 flags, let's be honest.
Oh, wow.
I think he won a Norm Smith.
Okay, Sam, he got carried to that as well. After I ruined his career and he won 3 flags and Norm Smith, because I'd ruined his career by jumping, I was actually stuck in the rafters of Marvel for 4 weeks.
Where were you stuck?
Oh, in the rafters of Marvel. I said, where's Goz? Like, he hasn't been here for 3 weeks, and they came back to play St Kilda a month
you
later.
You get down?
And I was just dangling upside down. I said, fellas, they're warming up. Fellas. Fuck, where's that coming from? I'm just hanging upside down. Boys, I want to ruin Brian's late career. I've been here since.
Where did they think you were for 3-4 weeks?
I don't know. Well, I wasn't having much of an impact on the field, so it didn't make much difference. When they came back a month later, I was just dangling and I was so malnourished. I mean, I was eating birds. I saw some shit as well. I saw how corrupt the league is, really. I saw that bit of the grass down there.
Yeah, right. Mm. Charlie Cameron again putting an All-Australian case forward. Bruce Green, Cameron fighting for spots. Can he get another jacket? Out of those three, who would you... Cut one out of them.
Bruce. Cameron. Bruce is...
Yeah, I reckon Bruce and Green. I haven't seen a lot of Brisbane play at the moment, to be completely honest.
I reckon Green's different to those two as well.
But he commands one of those spots.
I've been hearing them roar.
Green beats out like a... I know it's not Dustin Martin this year, but like a half forward.
Yeah. He's like a Mick Martin type.
Speaking of Brizzy, when I went through the wisdom surgery, my face was really puffy, as you saw.
Yeah.
I truly felt what it was like for Brownie to run in his face.
Oh, don't.
For those 6 days. I mean, it was like I had a team of...
Do you know
what's
quite funny?
Running.
Because
on me and just pounding my jaw in.
Your jaw is quite, you're looking great now.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
But you were a bit swollen and did a bit of a collaboration with a brand on Instagram.
Oh, fuck.
And you were still a bit swollen whilst you were creating some content. How long's that got to be up there for?
Hey, it was pretty bad. It was across my mind. I've also
No one said anything though, so I didn't want to bring
it. We're friends on my Instagram.
Okay, good.
I've got two things to say about my Instagram, actually. Yeah. The first thing is I have another partnership coming up soon.
Yes, who have you got?
It's just for like a face care. So just be really nice on that one. That's one of my prouder ones.
Yep.
So just be careful with that one. Also,
what was the one you were saying the other day that you made that wasn't
great? Nothing. Just want to say I'm loving the spot fires in the comments of my Instagram at the moment.
Why? Who's fighting?
After the game, after a Carlton game, go and pick a spot fire.
Your account gives me anxiety. Like it's just
a war zone. If you're not ready for a fucking contest, don't go to the comments section. If you're not ready to put your head over a comment, don't come to my comment section, okay?
Yep.
Okay, deal?
It actually scares the shit out of me, your Instagram.
Freo West Coast, yep. Who cares? Who cares?
Let's just skip that.
Carlton Melbourne. Brody Grundy, he was out there.
Yeah, did he go? Good?
He didn't was go he right? that good, did he? No.
Brody going to play?
He was around the footy. Yeah, he floated around. He's not a forward. No. I think we all know that already. He's just not a forward. Max and Matt and Gorm's down, so now that experiment hasn't worked. I reckon they take him out. He won't play again this year.
Yes, if Max Gorm goes out, he'll play.
That's the only reason he'll play. He will not play on that team.
I like Grundy.
No.
As well as Gorm. Carlton dominated most of the game, though.
They did. You were there.
Just not on the scoreboard. They dominated the game. I just couldn't score as much.
Do you cheer when you're at the football?
Yeah,
or
I did.
Do you try
I
and
sung
be
the
cool?
song at the end. I get cool. nervous because I care so much.
You try and be cool, don't you?
So, yeah. Dildos Sports, make sure you check my page coming up with a bit of Carlton content. Lids off, everyone. So make sure you check out my posts.
Sorry.
Going into finals.
I'm making a Carlton page called Dildos Sports.
There was
Carlton.
A moment there on Saturday
Dildos Carlton
where
Sports.
I shed a tear.
My new tag is Dildos Carlton Sports.
Okay,
so check that page out.
That'll go off.
I'm gonna start just making Carlton content.
Yeah.
It's really original. Like just
lids
off,
yeah.
You know, Vossy,
yeah.
Sit down Jack, like all
yeah.
those.
Yeah,
things.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
That'll go nuts.
Yeah.
You should do that.
It's new. Yeah. I'm nervous about it, but I think it'll be well received.
Did you collab with that, Dan?
Fuck no. No. I'm really nervous to see what will happen if they do win the flag somehow.
Oh,
for my own well-being.
For my well-being. Because I'm going to smoke darts.
No, no.
I'm going to smoke a whole pack if they lose.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's original.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
If they win,
I might not come home.
I might be in the rafters of Marvel again.
With the three flags and the bleeding of the navy blue that we do and our connection with Lygon Street and stuff. Like, you know how Dusty left his car at the MCG after the flag for a couple of weeks?
Mm.
Yeah, me and Dad are leaving ours at Lygon Street.
That's fine, because you can go get those cars like whenever.
Nah, because we're leaving them there because we are actually getting some bollards at the top and end of Lygon.
Yeah.
Opening up
That's
tattoo
illegal.
Parlors, free cigarettes, and we just go and we just have a good night.
Do it.
Yeah, fuck coffees, pasta.
Wild night.
Yeah.
Wild night.
It was me
up.
And Dad.
Fuck yeah.
And like Vinny Cotoggio. Vinny Cotoggio.
Well, there was
he
that.
He doesn't even know Vinny Cotoggio.
Vinny Cotoggio is made up. That's a character in GTA,
oh
is
my
it?
God. Carlton supporters are not going to like that.
Vinny Cotoggio?
Yes. He's a player.
He's
Alex Jesolinko is my godfather.
That's such a lie.
He actually is.
Craig Bradley's my dad. I mean, we could do this all day, mate.
I'm actually not joking.
Lance Whitnell's my twin.
Alex Jesolinko is my godfather. I'll shake my hand on it right now. It's not something I like to throw around, Dan, because it's fucking Carlton history. I wouldn't make that up.
Why don't you lie?
Okay, moving on. Sydney Gold Coast. Tom Papley's a very, very, very good player. 24 touches, 4 goals. Actually, just talking about Carlton quickly, Nick Newman is very underrated.
He's a very good player. Mm. Very good player.
Tom Papley.
Tom Papley has his own touches podcast.
He does have podcasts.
About punting and racing and NRL. Sydney are back in the top 8.
Sydney are top back in the top
8. They're a dark horse. They're a dark swan. They're a black swan.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Gold Coast Sun season is over.
Because normally Swans are
what? Another wasted year. And what is Dan going to do with that Gold Coast merch you got?
Oh, Joey. Oh, my God. Joey actually has it all. So we went up there to say hello to the people.
Did he like
people
it?
At Gold Coast. He got all the merch. And I just left it there and forgot. I did not leave it there on purpose. Saints v. Richmond. Max King did a shoulder.
Did you make some friends up there when you were?
Mate, no. God, no. God, no. No. I saw my friend Jeff White. Saw Jared Harbrow.
Mm-hmm. Are you friends with any of the current players? Because you played with someone.
Saw Dave Swallow at Commune.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
What's a commune?
No, it's a restaurant. It's a cafe. No, what the hell? No. It's, I saw the boys there and they loved me. And they said, come back, play for us, put on the boots. I said, fellas, I'm 31, boys. That's the dream is almost gone. And I've had my wisdoms are doing a world tour at the moment. Obviously talking to Letterman and David Corbin. What's his name?
All right, Saints versus Richmond. Anyway, Max King was very good to kick 6 goals. Now, look, I don't want to be blasé over this, but I did say this. Max King kicked 6 on the weekend. Did you watch the game?
I did, actually.
Did you watch the game? It was he kicked 6, but it wasn't like a big 6. You know what I mean?
No. You are by yourself again.
Do you know what I'm – did you watch the game? I think like 3 or 4 of them were free kicks and one was like a – does that matter or not? Because like what I'm saying is when I kicked 3, you knew about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you keep telling us.
2 were from outside 50. 1 was from a contested mark.
Mm.
Pushed over the bloke.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just saying, how good is that you can kick 6 and not really have a huge game? No?
What did you say in special comments? Well, give us give it a rundown. What would you say?
I made a few mistakes. I'm not going to lie.
Go on, hit me. I haven't heard this.
Well, there was one where Butts – I was there with Butts and Mick Barlow, and there was one where there was over the other side of the ground and Butts couldn't see who – the player was, and he's like, oh, that's a player over there, and I sort of jumped in to help him, and I was like, that's Pickett, and he goes, no, that's Graham. So there was some bad moments.
Goal at commentating?
It was. It would probably be the last, to be honest. I don't think it'll be welcome back.
No.
But it was good fun. Port Adelaide Giants.
Man, that jumper, keep it.
I loved
it. Get rid of your one that you've got now, chuck it in the bin, and keep that one forever.
Yeah,
it's unreal.
So cool.
Unreal. My favourite one by far in the whole league.
No, I totally agree with that. I can't go.
Unreal. Zach Butters.
I love Zach Butters.
He is also unreal. He's a dark power for the Brownlow.
I'd love that. A dark power? I don't think that's a thing.
I was trying to go on the Black Swan thing.
That's a thing, yeah. Jack. Let's go into Hawks versus Bulldogs.
Oh, yes. This was a bit of a shock to everyone. Again, just want to say, I'm not sure why Tim English is taking the kick out.
Hey, Bulldogs, you guys know I love everything you're doing at the moment.
No.
Just want to say.
What's happening? Tim English is 240 centimetres tall. Get him down the line.
In all fairness, Tim English is a very good kick for a big man.
He's at full back. Why is he at full back?
Well, the only thing I thought was like, who are they kicking the ball to if he's there?
Man, when I watched this game live and I saw, okay, it's, you know, less than a minute.
Did you watch it from bird's eye or broadcast?
I watched it from behind the goals.
Yeah,
to see running patterns.
Yeah.
And when I saw Tim English take the kick out, I said, you bloody big idiot.
No, not him. They just left him there, man. He didn't want to do it.
Mate, well, he took the ball off Ed Richards and said, I'll have this
random
one, thank you.
Is
that so random?
Yeah, it is a bit random. But I don't know. It was just, you know, he's trying to do his thing.
Mm.
I'm not going to knock him for that. He's a good man. Bulldogs, yeah, that's for their team in all seriousness, with the players they've got, which is very high caliber of players, they should be winning more. We all know that.
Good list.
Yeah. Jai Newcomb, though, was very good.
Spent a lot of money in the offseason.
Who did?
Doggies. Rory Lobb.
Yeah.
Hasn't worked.
Oh, I wouldn't say it hasn't worked.
Yet. Oh, I would.
Oh, well, I wouldn't. I like Rory.
You like everything about the Doggies now, aren't you?
Yeah. All their players.
Need to find a spot for him.
Especially Bond, who I think is going to win the Brownlow.
Fullback, you have never ever said that except for now because you're scared of him because you might see him Brownlow night.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you can't.
No,
you
I'm not going. Not coming this year.
Can't. Okay. We good?
Jack McRae, streaks of 20-plus disposals has come to an end. 70 straight games of 20-plus. For reference, Dill did it twice and Dan did it once in their careers.
That's pretty good by me.
Did you have 20?
I had 22 once.
And I had what? I had 26 once.
Oh my God, so embarrassing.
I had 26 once.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 3 almost.
Just in my kneeful touches though.
L'Oreal Paris Men Experts stepping up our game. Finding an effective skincare routine that doesn't have to be labor-intensive. It's all about using the right products to reap the maximum skin rewards. What
That's
do you think, Danny?
Right, deal. L'Oreal Paris Men Expert presents Power Age, a new premium science-based anti-aging range for all skin tones that helps everyone achieve soft, strong,
and firm skin. L'Oreal Paris Men Expert Power Aging Hyaluronic
my favorite.
Acid Multi-Action Serum. We love that one.
Oh, I love this one more. The L'Oreal Paris Men's Expert Power Age Revitalizing Eye Cream.
I like this one even more. The L'Oreal Paris Men's Expert Power Age 24-Hour Revitalizing Moisturizer. Yummy. You don't need it, though. Anyway, L'Oreal Men's Expert stepping up our game. Which player has stepped up their game this year? Because when you use L'Oreal, you step up your game.
True. That's what I always say.
One of these players must have been bloody using it.
That's great, correct.
Out of these players, Nick Newman.
Yep. Okay.
The Bont.
Yep.
Sam Flanders.
Yes.
Kyle Langford.
Yep.
Nasiya Wanganeen-Maliira, who I gave three votes to on the weekend.
He's a very good player.
I gave three votes to him.
Very
he
good,
was fucking
very
awesome.
Smooth mover, yep. Good by foot.
Yeah.
You can't go past Kyle Langford. What he's done for that club, no Pete Wright for a bit, kicking goals consistently.
It's actually a very good list. Who put this together?
Yeah, very good.
Good man. Good man, Jarrell.
I'd say Nick Newman
and Wanganeen-Maliira.
Yeah. I can't go past Langford.
I haven't seen a lot of him play, but I saw that he did kick
he
four.
Kicks
kicks
goals,
four
man.
A game,
he kicks goals. He just finds space. Kick
wow.
five back
That's
to back.
That's impressive.
Such a good player.
Good
I love
him. Marion too. We went to the same school.
Really? I love him. I love him. I'd love to give him just a big hickey, you know? And just that's because that's how I show appreciation to the boys. Yep.
Sam, just to make sure, I'm going through the run sheet and I can't see Dilly's digits anywhere.
Thank God.
I just wanted to save that as a surprise.
Thank you.
Where is
Let's
it?
Leave
I can't
it.
See it anywhere.
No, it's not in there.
Communals time. Communals for the community.
I haven't seen the...
Which is going to be a lead into our merch.
Yes.
Hence why we're doing communals. It's like a build-in. So what we do, guys, we start teasing things out. And then you're like, oh, the merch is here. That's so funny because communals is actually part of the merch line.
It's good because the merch is called communals for
communals.
The community.
So stay tuned for that. Cam T. Bell, the ARC system needs to go.
We did a grand
correct?
Early. I agree
we
with
did.
You, mate.
We
that
spoke
is
about that. It needs to go.
Needs to go.
Do you have any solutions for that?
Just fucking watch the ball.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, what they'd normally do is the old umpire would just say, that's a point, that's a goal, and everyone move on. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're just lazy as humans, aren't we? Now, we're all going to be computers one day. Yeah. I mean, we'll be watching
AI is going to take over.
We'll be watching
all our jobs. We won't even be podcasting anymore. We'll the bloody be, computers going we'll, beep, 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 beep.
We'll be watching AI football soon. Going,
Mon LP, Cunners, say something nice about him. That's Sam's girlfriend.
Yeah. That's your partner, Sam.
Cut that part out.
Thank you. Aaron Miller, Jason Horn France still wearing a blue and white mouth guard.
What's that about?
Blue and white. He wants to go back. Yeah,
go
I got
back.
That. Yeah, I think he wants to
go back.
Back
to the shin bone.
He wants to go back because his boner hasn't been the same since he left his shin.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The blood that runs through him, you know, it moves at a rapid pace sometimes, that history, and they get excited for it. Matt Wells, Jezza Cameron added 5 goals to his MCG record and 2 from Gosh's paddock. That's very good. And Marvel, out of bounds.
Yeah, that was quite funny. Did you see the Will Taylors of the world and the Marmalades and the Jarras of the world? They
content.
Went and did a video.
Doing content.
On TikTok. I liked content. It. But TikTok's fucked, man. I literally did a post another video last night. It was so good, like this More Greens one. It got like 3 likes.
Did you not hear my tip that I gave the boys before?
No, what do you have to do?
Oh, man.
Because mine's corrupt. Like, there's something wrong with my phone.
Man, Jarrah's actually, young Jarrah, who's been running our TikTok, actually has a bit of an update.
Nah, but
that.
He knows fuck all.
Yeah,
no,
nah, give
trust
us an update.
Me,
well, why is the algorithm going so fucking crazy at the moment, man?
Yeah,
what's happened?
Why like, am I getting likes?
You know, you
on
were saying something
content.
About how, like, when I'm on there and Deal's on there, it's different kind of algorithms.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just a bit of inside information on the list.
Oh, you work TikTok for you work for fucking TikTok now.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. It's just nobody.
You're
likes
the you're the fucking corrupt one, mate.
Nobody likes Dill on the TikTok. If we're being honest,
the algorithm, man. It's
the
not me.
Love
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
thank you, mate.
There are a couple videos that we posted that you know.
Crazy.
A couple hundred thousand.
Yeah. Oh, that's enough, Jarrah.
That's what I
enough.
Do. Thanks,
that's
mate.
Enough. That's
what I do.
On.
Thanks, mate.
That's
you're
enough, Jarrah, man.
So
it's obviously
saying,
the TikTok algorithm's
boys because, you know, I've got the 8.8 million.
Yeah. And I will get that.
8.8 million I've got. And in the early days, what I did. Was
I've got 7.
1,000?
7.
7.
Yeah.
What I did in the early days to get the algorithm going, like, it's kind of like it needs to warm up a bit. You know, before you when
so you
wake
just
up,
keep posting, keep
no.
Going
when you wake up in the morning, your phone's a bit cold and the algorithm's cold. So what I told these boys is what I used to do and what they should do. And I saw Will do it before. Actually, it smells a bit over there. But I said, boys, what you're gonna do is you're gonna take your iPhone and once you post it, just lodge it up your ass a little bit. So Will's been sitting on the phone for about 30 minutes and it's going pretty well, isn't it? That's going to go viral, that one.
These are bad areas.
That's going to go viral. Because I've actually got, I don't know if you
She's
hear,
saying if I...
You should try lodging up there. I think long? Tonight, man, honestly, like 3 weeks.
What do I use as a phone for 3 weeks?
Just get a different phone.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got the 8.8 million, people go, how have you done it? What's the secret? And I say, I've literally got 65 iPhones in me. That I've lost or that are still...
Jared, you go pretty well on TikTok. Have you been doing that as well? Yeah, well, okay. Seems legit.
Yeah.
Seems
so maybe I should try that.
Well, yeah, maybe that's what I need to do.
Tom Hinks, do the Pies drop off now with lots of injuries within the squad?
Don't care, probably. Not sure. Probably.
It's a good
Not
show.
Sure. Yeah, show. Look, I think... no.
Harry 3. Top 8 predictions from here. Big few weeks.
I think. Yeah, nice. Good call. I think it
stays pretty much the same. I can't believe Carlton are fifth. That's unbelievable.
It is.
I reckon it stays the same. I reckon Bulldogs actually come out. That's the only one. Well, Bulldogs come out.
Giants can't go in.
Giants go in.
No.
Why not?
Who's got... okay. What's this space in Adelaide?
Yeah. Adelaide will go in.
Yeah. Adelaide. They have West Coast this week and they have Sydney and Adelaide next week.
So you reckon Geelong miss out?
Yeah. Man, they're so slow.
You've said that a few times.
I think they're still driving home. That's how slow they are. Oh, they were so slow.
It's upsetting.
So slow. And I like them. They're just slow.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, I do like them. I appreciate what they're doing and what they've done for the game. How did Jai Newcombe get picked in a mid-season draft?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Great call. He's a very good player. I saw that hit that Waitman tried to flush him. Came bouncing off him.
Who?
Did you see that? Cody.
Yeah, that would have hurt.
That would have hurt.
What a bloody hurt.
Saying here, he was dominating at, is that Poo Wong?
Yeah, he's Poo Wong is
wow.
where he's from.
In
King
the EDFL, got cut from Jimmy Powell a couple of times. Wow, love that. Good on him. New favourite player. Abby Merton, Jai Simpkin definitely got a corked bicep on the weekend. Did he?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
Who did?
Jai Simpkin.
Is he all right?
Well, you know.
Fuck.
Any advice for him?
Cal Brown out there?
Any advice for him?
Fucking ice it. Honestly.
Paddy Sheehan, I shook Jim Buckley's hand on Saturday.
Ah, yes, he was at the footy as well. He didn't want to hang out with me. He said he was busy with a few other guys.
I saw you shaking hands as well.
I shook a couple of hands at the footy.
Why?
It was good. Just get around the community.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't really done a lot for him. Like, you've just come out of the woodwork now. Like, just now you're all aboard the train.
Dan, everyone knows, it's like when a relationship, when you see a couple posting every night, you go, there's problems in paradise with that couple.
There has been, yeah.
No, I'm saying like when a couple posts all the time on Instagram,
yeah.
You always go, that's not a healthy relationship.
I don't. I go, those two love each other.
No, it's not. So it's like when you're posting about Carlton all the time, I go, that's an unhealthy relationship.
Mate, that hasn't been unhealthy because they put me through the ringer for the first half of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
they know that I love them and they know that I'm ready to go finals time and I'd love those grand final tickets, which would be great.
Home.
Dilly's digits.
Sting it.
Oh, fuck.
Sting it. Now, fucking hell, I haven't done any prep on this. I think we hold
Just
off
leave
this
it.
Week. I think we hold off this week. I'm going to hold off this week because I don't want to burn anyone even more than they already are. I want to come back and
That's
be ready
right.
to go next
I guess
week.
What?
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, cool. And we'll go to Buckers Bow and Arrow now. Sting go on. It. Sting it.
I will. Sting it. Buckers Bow and Arrow.
Got the bond again.
We on?
Yeah.
Oh, we're back. Sorry. Wait.
Sorry, yeah, the sting
So Buckers Bow and Arrow brought to you by Dilly's Digits. Again, long-term sponsorship. There's been plenty on this week. Plenty of things fucking me right off. So I'm going to send a bow and arrow.
Mm.
Oh, where should I send it? Could I only send one?
No, it's your
you
segment.
Send a few. You got a
can I send a few?
You
got a I'll just send one.
Okay.
Pick which one.
So many, man.
So many. I am sending it. At the fucking arc system, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know we've spoken about it. Yeah. I know we spoke about it, but that shit's fucked.
Yeah, lodged in there.
Yeah, I'm lodging an arrow right up the arm.
That's going to ruffle a few feathers. That is that bad arrow.
Yeah.
That is arrow.
And the Western Bulldogs social media.
You work for the AFL, do they?
The Western Bulldogs social media as well. I'd like to send one there.
Yeah.
For taking my words out of context and posting. You know what? They're getting fucking sued. No, I'm fucking suing them. You wait. Yeah, they're getting defamation. That was defamation. That was out of context, what I said. What
did you say again?
I said when they took my words out of context on the social media post, that was unlawful.
Mm. What did you mean, though?
I was joking.
Oh, okay, so you like them now?
No. I was joking what I said about Bont. They posted it out of context, and I'm suing them for defamation.
Yeah, but no one, that hasn't changed anyone's opinion on what you do.
What are we talking about? I'm not sure what's going on. Is that it?
That's it for this one.
That's it. Well, all right. We're going home now.
We're
going
to go home, as we always do, and just we're not going to just say goodbye and record another one 10 seconds time. So, see ya.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. He's missed the start.
He's celebrating. He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Orange has kicked it.